Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for waking up with us. Good morning. Coming up, we'll get you caught up on what happened last night in the National Football League, Week 7. Bucks and Lions, Texans, Seahawks. Speaking of Seattle, heartbreak this morning for Mariners fans as Toronto is moving on in the Fall Classic. We'll chat about Game 7 of the ALCS. Then we'll bring in D-Day and Double D for a little Take Tuesday that comes your way in 40 minutes. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. It's always a great way to start your day, beefing with the company, internet system that's like, please change your password. You need to make a new password. Like, not now. Like, nobody's going to hack our rundown. So I am into the rundown now after a brief, sparring. Password is too weak. Like, I don't care. Like, why do these passwords need to be so secure? This is not my bank account.
You don't store your information in Google Drive in the Odyssey company cloud. Chelsea, just remember, if you log in, you're a week away from the deadline to complete HR training. Have you done that this year? It's time.
No, until they call me about it.
Oh, okay. I do this immediately. I get those out of the way. But those videos are the best, too. Because they have to make them, so obvious, where someone will walk in and some dude will be like, wow, that shirt seems a little too big. How about a couple size smaller? And they'll be like, stop. Wait a second. Did what he say, was that inappropriate or not? It's like, yeah, it's inappropriate. The answer is D. Don't do any of that. Always take those, finish them like that. Good to go. And then one of these days, you're going to get a call from somebody. Guaranteed.
Well, it's been, 5 years?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
We'll push our luck.
Well, if you need help with the rundown, I got your back here, but nice one night for you.
Oh, I do have the rundown open, so we did win that small battle. All right, so best bet of the night was a push. Had Mariners Blue Jays over 7. Thought the bats would do the work here. This was a 4-3 Jays win. A push there, but the big bat of the night, George Springer, that was one of my best bets. Had George Springer over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. He finished the night with 6 of these because obviously he had that huge 3-run home run. Also started the night off with a run. So a big night for George Springer where he is now a Toronto icon. But then we had a loss on Baker Mayfield. Over 239.5 pass yards. He finished with 228. Did not see that one coming. So 1-1-1.
I am honestly happy to finish 1-2-1. There was a time there when, right before I was getting ready to go to bed, before the Seahawks played, I watched some of that game and I was like, man, there's a possibility here that I could go 0-4. That was a possibility. You know how those nights go when you're right there teetering on the edge and you can see everything trending in the wrong direction? And you're like, oh, God, let me just make it out of this alive. And I'll live to bat another day. And I did. So 1-2-1 for me. I had a loss with Baker Mayfield. Also the Rangers. Whatever. Rangers on the money line hosting the Wild. The Wild won that game 3-1. That's twice now. I bet on the blue shirts and they have let me down. So it's going to be a while before I'm back on New York. As for the Donkster, again, unbelievable. Blue Jays on the money line, hosting the Mariners. He is now, I believe, 6-0 in his last six. Break up the Donkster here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you waking up with us. Let's begin last night in Motown, where the Lions ripped the Bucks 24-9. The Lions laying six there, minus 275 on the money line. Total set at 53. The under hits. And how about Jahmyr Gibbs?
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
That is Joe Buck on ESPN. That 78-yard run in the second quarter. And man, is Jahmyr Gibbs fast. Part of a 218-yard career-high performance from scrimmage for Gibbs. 136 yards on the ground, three catches, 82 yards receiving. He becomes the first NFL player with 135 yards rushing and 80 yards receiving to go along with two scores since Chris Johnson did it with your Titans back in 2009. Lions have now gone 51 straight games without losing two straight in the regular season. This is not how I thought this game was going to play out. Tampa just couldn't do anything. The Lions defense stepped up.
Right. Nobody could keep up with the Lions either. Every time I, you know, flipped over because I was trying to do like the baseball and watching this as well, it was like Jahmyr Gibbs was off to the races. And I was like, is my screen on fast forward? He was running so fast. I think somebody said he was running like 22 miles an hour. And it just, once he's gone and he breaks those tackles, you ain't catching Sonic. He literally looked like Sonic out there with like the legs just going in a wheel. So that's one thing that you look at the Lions, and that's why they have Super Bowl potential, because of this offense. And I know people had their questions when they lost Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator, but the pieces are still there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the defense certainly deserves some credit here, especially with all the injuries they had on the secondary. I think that's why we thought the Bucs would have a better showing in this game, but it certainly didn't help that Mike Evans left this game in the first quarter as well. So a disappointing night for Tampa Bay, but man, did the Lions look good.
God, when Gibbs took off, it was like, holy Lord, it was like watching a video game. It really was. Like, rarely do you see a running back take off like that. Normally it's a receiver like a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or an Xavier Worthy, and they just go nuts. You're like, okay, I get it. But man, he's just unbelievable. And as for the Bucks, I really thought they could make this a game. Evans being out is such a bummer. I mean, Ebuka played, didn't seem 100%. I know they're waiting for Godwin. But if Mike Evans returns, it's going to be maybe at the end of the season. Best case scenario, he probably is not going to play. And so, look, we've been talking about Baker elevating everyone's play, and he's certainly done that all season. But there's no doubt that when you're talking about a potential playoff run, this is just a huge blow for Tampa.
Oh, obviously, especially in the red zone, because Mike Evans was such a security blanket, similar to what like Tom Brady had for like Gronk, you know, where it's just that connection is so strong in the red zone. And Mike Evans is just a big guy and a big target in the red zone. But if we have learned something from the Lions, it's to not take one game too seriously. I'm like, oh, well, the Lions lost the first game of the season and got drubbed by the Packers. This is it for the Lions. No. So just because the Bucks lost a game after like this great stretch where they looked amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test.
So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Does not mean they're down for the count. It does suck that Mike Evans is going to be out. But still, we've seen Baker Mayfield do this before. And here's the thing. This is what I was afraid of last night, is that the Bucs had such a great stretch that we see this for every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
That it's just, it doesn't go on forever. Situationally, it gets so tough to replicate that type of performance week in and week out. So it had been a tough stretch for the Bucs where they eked out these wins. They went on the road. They played in really physical games. So I just feel like maybe the gas, you know, just went empty on this one.
I mean, that's totally fair. I will also say that if you're the Lions, that this is the perfect game for coaches. They love it when you have a dominating win, but there are those teachable moments where they can look at the film and say, hey, we played really well, but we can play better because they had a fumble, they had an interception. Like, they played okay football for them, but they can play better, and that's absolutely the way you want it if you're the Detroit coaches, where you can say, yeah, we were good, we can do even more here. And I will say, Detroit at home on the turf, they feel and look like a different team.
They look like a track team.
Yeah.
Like, if there's ever a team that's like well suited for their home field, it's a team that has this much speed. So they certainly look good moving forward. Do you think this is a team that can win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. I'm not going to hold it against them that they went into Kansas City and met a desperate Chiefs team who needed a win that was at Arrowhead. Kansas City is a tough place to play. And again, the Lions will get healthier. There were a lot of teachable moments last night. So, and also, you're talking about a potential Super Bowl matchup because obviously the Lions are in the NFC. So, yeah, Detroit has what it takes, and now we're seeing it. Their two losses are to a good Packers team and also a very good Chiefs team. So there's no shame in, and both of those games were on the road as well. So Detroit is a team that looks as good as it did last year.
Right, and especially when you have that high-end offense, that it's like you're not just going to score 30 on like the bottom feeders. This is an offense that's fully capable of scoring those type of numbers, even against the best defenses in the NFL. If you do not contain Jahmyr Gibbs, they will absolutely make you pay.
Yes, they will, and that's exactly what they did last night. How about in Seattle, where the Seahawks down the Texans? Oh, my God. Thank you, Seahawks. 27-19, the Seahawks laying 3. Seahawks minus 175. Total set at 41. The over hits, and we've seen this connection before.
The way the offense is playing in this environment could be trouble. And right for the end zone, and scoring, and dunking is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Flags down afterward for the celebration, but Darnold strikes to JSN.
Yeah, just in time for the start of the NBA season. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 catches, 123 yards, now leads the NFL with 5 100-yard games this season. Second player in franchise history to rack up 3 straight 100-yard games. Texans really couldn't move the ball. Seahawks look good on D, and Seattle moves to 5-2. I like the Seahawks a lot. I feel like I'm biased because I just love Seattle, but man, they play really good football. And also, this Texans defense is the number one scoring defense in the NFL, so I'm not surprised. We kind of had a bit of a grinded out win, but it really, really wasn't that close. Even the Texans, when they scored, it was late and the game was out of reach.
Yeah, and I think it says something about a team when you can win in different ways, because the Seahawks defense had a great game in this one as well. And sometimes it's not all about the offense, and sometimes you're going to have those games where you're going to have to grind it out. And that's exactly what the Seahawks did here, because it was a tough defensive matchup, and it's a primetime game against a very solid Texans team. But once again, it just feels like people just don't want to believe in Sam Darnold. But once again, another solid game from him. JSN is not somebody who runs his mouth like a typical receiver. He's not on the sideline reading books or anything. But boy, when he has those explosive plays going, that brings such a different element to this offense. And obviously, it opens up the field for the run game. So a complete all-around great win for Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, Ernest Jones IV was great, third pick of the season. 11 tackles on the night, and they got after C.J. Stroud. Like, C.J. Stroud was sacked 3 times last night. He's been dropped 18 times on the season, and the Texans, I mean, they have a good defense. It's just that they can't, and that was kind of the handicap going into this game, which is, all right, can you generate enough offense? Even though your defense is really good, can you generate enough offense to keep up with the games or the teams that you play? And they just can't do it. One of their touchdowns was a strip sack on Sam Darnold where Will Anderson jumped on the ball in the end zone. So even the number of points that they have is misleading. One of those was a defensive touchdown. They can't get right on offense.
Yeah, the offensive line is so bad. It's like, that goes to show that even if you have a really talented young quarterback who, I mean, I guess we would still put him in the category of young in C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if he doesn't have time to throw. And last year, he was the second most sacked quarterback in the league. And this year, it looks like they picked up right where they left off. I will say the defense certainly has some good pieces. Will Anderson is an absolute, you know, throwback to the linebacker position and somebody who always makes a difference. But still, if your team can't score more than 20 points, which I feel like that's the handicap on the Texans. If they can get a team like in the 20s with them, like in the teens maybe, they can win games. But if a team scores 27, like, they ain't winning those games unless it's against the Ravens.
The Texans want to have a rock. Yeah, the Texans want to have a rock fight with you. That's what they want to do.
Yeah,
they want to kick some field goals, maybe get a fortuitous touchdown, like a defensive touchdown, like they got last night. But, man, they've got to get some protection up front. And C.J. Stroud has been – it's crazy, too. Now, this is his third season, and in his rookie year, he was just all world. And I think regression is maybe too strong of a word, but we haven't seen the progression. Do you know what I mean? We haven't seen him sort of start taking steps. He's just kind of been sitting there, you know, and it certainly doesn't help when you don't have the protection in front of you, but he hasn't taken that next step yet.
Well, it just feels like the team as a whole hasn't taken that next step. And I think maybe this is, like, the question for, like, the Commanders now, right? Because I don't think it's necessarily on the shoulders of the quarterback. It's, like, it's difficult for the team as a whole to progress every single year as well, just because the NFL is just hard to win every week.
Yeah. No, it is. And also, like, JD5 needs to play. I think that's part of it, too. You know, missing games and being banged up. And now, you know.
Gotta play.
Yeah, he's also got to get in the lineup. And now he's banged up again with his hamstring. Oh, my God. I gotta get out of that. I gotta get out of the Commander's funk. I can't do it. Next up for the Texans, they host the Niners. The Seahawks are on the bye. Coming up next on the show, the Blue Jays going back to the World Series while the Mariners are denied again. We have ALCS and World Series talk. That is next in the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.